Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my niggas? PSA Podcast. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Salute, salutations to everybody right quick. RBE, Rioters Volume 1. If your pen game's not official, you is not invited to be on this card. The guest that I'm having in tonight right now, man, this is my Brody right here. Been fucking with this cat for a long, long, long time. One of the most underrated cats in battle rap. He's definitely top three most underrated cats in battle rap. If you have not been around this culture before Smack got the bed, can't even talk to me right now. You have to be a diehard battle rap fan before Loaded Lux round three against Calico in 2012, man. Get my bro right up in here, man. Big Cannon, what's good, man?
Yo.
What's good, brother?
What's going on, man? I mean, a little technical difficulties yesterday, but what's good?
We good. We back on, man. We back on. What's good, brother? How you, man?
I'm blessed. Once again, man, one of the greatest intros I've ever had the pleasure of being a part of. I appreciate that because you're right and it's true. So I appreciate that intro, man. Happy to be here.
I appreciate you, Big Cannon. Let's have a conversation with the congregation, my dude, in your voice real quick. Writer's Block, you in Danger Zone. Listen, you brothers have already proved to the battle rap community that when it's block-on-block crime, we get in a heavy replay value battle or we get in a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? Why is it that you Writer's Block cats, when you decide to go against each other, y'all really go in? It's not no double dutch. It's not no hesitation. Y'all go for each other's paws. Like, why is that?
Because people got to understand something. It's like inevitable. Like, that's inevitable. Like, when you talk about, you know, battle rap and you talk about some of the pure lyricists in battle rap, you know, majority of them individuals come from the block. So it's almost like second nature. If you put two animals in a ring, that they are bound to clash and bound to have some type of, amazing, show. So when you talk about some of the best, battle rappers when it comes to lyricism in the world, it's like, what do you expect to get? What do you expect from some of the best battle rappers other than some of the best battles? So that's just what it is.
How do you feel about Danger Zone? You battle a lot of block cats already. How do you feel about Danger Zone style?
I mean, danger is dangerous. Like, no pun intended, like, danger is dangerous. Like, he's he was 2015, that was the year that he, was the best battle rapper, on earth at that point.
Yeah, top three in my opinion, no question.
Yeah, like, a lot of people had him as battle of the year that year, he went crazy that year. So for that, you have to know, like, he has the potential to be, one of the best niggas to do it. So for that reason alone, you got to show respect for what he do in his pen.
That man beat the snot rag out of Lottaze. I think Lottaze's soul is still in the sky with T-Rex and Rich Dollars right now as we speak. Is it hard to maintain that status when you go from being on some people's choice as Battle of the Year to keep that momentum? How do you keep that momentum going? Because I feel he took two steps back in a sense. Not saying Danger don't get busy, but I just feel it is status-wise.
Well, I don't believe that it's something that it's a thing of maintaining being hot. It's about maintaining being relevant. And when it comes to battle rap now, it's like a flash in the pan market. They'll push an individual that the fans think are fire. They'll push that guy heavily for, a time frame, and when he kind of wilts away, then you won't see him anymore. this was the same thing that happened with B-Magic. When people remember, like, B-Magic a few years ago, he was on every smack card. Like, he was everywhere. Like, there's no smack card that you would see that B-Magic wasn't on it. And you know, probably after him, it was Shotgun Shug had his run where he was on fire, and you've seen him every time. So it's about being relevant. And with the battle rappers now and how, you know, things are being marketed, you know, these guys can come and have one or two good, not even two, like one great performance, and now that guy is the hottest guy in battle rap. So when it comes to, like, you know, people, like, sustaining being hot, I don't think no one, like really, like, takes a big drop-off. I don't think Danger took a big drop-off in terms of talent. He may just not be as relevant as some other individuals that just came about. You know, when you just see something and it's new to you, you immediately latch on to it because it's something new. So you forget about the stuff that you've already been accustomed to. You forget about that because the new stuff you think is fresh is something dope, and you latch on to it. So I think it's harder to stay relevant than it is to be, you know, hot.
So what about you, though? Where's Big Cannon right now in the mind state in 2017 of battle rap? So many things have changed. So many guys you've seen come and go. It seems like a lot of the young guys are being pushed in bigger leagues. Where do you stand in the midst of the jungle of the savages, of the young and the new and the guys that's exiting and retiring and guys that we haven't seen anymore?
I am still one of the most dangerous battle rappers in the world. Whether or not I am on, you know, the quote-unquote big stages, whether or not, you know, I get paid like these guys do, when people step in the ring with me, they know that they have to come with it. Like, it's very rare, you know, that an individual can get a win over me and have a bad night. Like, there may have been, what, the Charlie Clips battle. That battle just wasn't as potent as it needed to be. But at the same time, like, that's a rare occasion to where, like, both MCs had, you know, maybe not their best night. And, you know, and that's just what it was. Like, usually, typically, when guys come to battle me, those guys come on their A game because they know that they have to. Like, the respect I got from the battle rappers is totally different than the respect, you know, in terms of maybe even the culture or, you know, the fans. Like, it's totally different. Like, you would talk
to, you off?
You know, it doesn't piss me off, but it just lets me know that I have, like, a lot more to prove. Like I still have to prove something. Like every battle, I have a chip on my shoulder. Like, that's just what it is. And this year, like, I made it my point. I said every performance that I have this year, people are going to see that chip on my shoulder. And I believe with every one of the, like, 7 or 8 battles that had dropped for me this year, and, you know, the 2 to, you know, like, the 4 that I got coming up, all of these battles have displayed, like, incredible, like consistency. And they have showed the same type of aggression, same whatever. Like, I haven't wilted and faltered in none of these battles that I've had. So, and that's just not me just saying it for me. That's what the fans are even saying. So I'm still one of the most dangerous MCs in battle rap. That's just how I feel about it. So, underrated or not,
what?
I know I'm dangerous.
What makes you dangerous, in your opinion? You assess your career, what makes you dangerous?
That I'm a total, like, the total package when it comes to battle rap. Like, there's nothing that anybody can say, like, I don't possess. Like, this is, like, when I, and that's my purpose of still battling. Like, when I battle, I want, like, when I'm done with it, like, when I'm done battle rapping, when it's completely over, I want people to know that I was the best guy to ever do it. Like, one of the, like, if you don't consider me the best, you gonna consider me at least one of the best guys to ever do it. Like, and that not just be just a small, you know, percentage of people. I want that to be, you know, a huge amount of people that feel this way. Like, because that's what I go at it for. Like, you know, the money is great. Like, the affiliations, the people that you meet is great. But at the same time, like, I'm a warrior. So any time when my skill is put to the test, I want to show people, like, whoever I'm going against just doesn't have this. So that's just how I take it.
With you, though, is it, do you think battle rap fans, because it's what you said a second ago, the respect and the love you get from your colleagues compared to the fans or battle rap community or sometimes media itself, Cannon, do you feel it's because fans maybe look at the level of competition, like the guys you battle, they feel Cannon's supposed to beat that guy, man. Cannon's supposed to beat the guy to any man. We're not shocked Cannon won that battle. We want to be Cannon against bigger names. Do you think that's maybe what fans look when they say Big Cannon's name?
I mean, that could be a variable, but that could be, you know, I just look, put it to, like, I think people should understand something. Like, these guys that get the praise or whatever like that, I'm not hating on them or anything, it's just me stating facts. The guys that get the praise, they may battle 3 or 4 times a year. And they pick the people that they battle. They, like, this person has to have this, or this following has to be this for me to take them. Like, and hey, I understand you work for it, got what you got to get, but that ain't what battle rap is. Like, that's not what battle rap is. Like, battle rap is.
Well, hold on, Cannon. What is battle rap right now? Because I'm confused. I'm an old ass nigga. I remember what battle rap is. Before the camera, going to the parks, and then when it got to the camera on Grind Time, Fight Club, early stages of URL, that was battle rap to me. I don't really know what battle rap is right now in 2017.
Battle rap has become the industry. Like, battle rap has become commercialized. It has lost that street element. It's lost that vibe. Like, it's really lost the vibe of the party arties and the mooks, because what we care about now and what we used to care about then are totally different. Like, if a nigga was fire, if he was dope, he was just there is not like, oh, I like his outfit is not good, or his whatever is not on point. So, I don't want to hear him because he doesn't look the way I want him to look. Like, and it just be crazy to me, like, how stuff changed. Like, when you look at the old Smack DVD, this nigga Mook had on a tank top with a do-rag. A tank top with a do-rag, and we loved him for the tank top and the do-rag.
Yes, we did.
He even brung the do-rag back for Loaded Lux with the Total Slaughter thing, and we all went crazy because we remembered that vibe. See, that's what we miss. We miss that vibe, and right now it just seems like battle rap has become so commercialized. It's we have sponsors on the front of videos and things like that. And not saying, like, there's nothing wrong with evolving, and not saying there's nothing wrong with, like, becoming bigger, but you know, in essence, when you do become bigger, then you also lose some of your foundation as well. So that foundation, you know, has, you know, subsided, and, you know, some people may not care about it. Some people may be like, hey, you know, it's better now, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's definitely bigger now, but I don't know if it's actually better.
So, well, to the comment that you said a second ago, Cannon, when you said battle rap has turned into the industry. So you basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, it went from underground, now to commercial, where it's business now. Everything is business, contracts are even involved in certain leagues, this, that, and the third. Do you think?
Yeah.
Is battle rap dying, in your opinion? Because I see a lot. It's been a lot of conversation which I've noticed on social media, Cannon, even today they were talking about that today. Within the last 2 weeks, that conversation has been going on social media heavy. Do you feel it's dying?
No, I don't. I don't think that battle rap is dying because right now it's too commercialized for it to die. Like you have, you know, battlers that had gold rope chains on with no shirt on in their first battles, and now those guys are on Wildin' Out. Like, so it's kind of like, I don't know if it's dying, but see, when people say that, I think that they are saying, like, the feel of battle rap is dying, like, in terms of the purists. Like, the purists that love just, you know, lyrical combat, this dude going against this dude. Yeah, like, this dude going against this dude. Like, those people, you know, are saying that battle rap is faltering. And I understand that. You know what I mean? I totally get that. Like, because, like, it just doesn't matter how dope a dude is now. Like, he has to have, you know, a few other things to even be talked about now. Like, he has to be able to sell tickets, like, or whatever. Like, and it's just crazy. Like, Young Cannon, like, that dude there.
Resume is ridiculous. His resume is ridiculous.
Like, you know, just, like, forget the names. Like, forget the names. Like, because he performs everywhere he goes. So it's not just the names. Like, we have to really look at this dude's body of work. Like, this guy goes and performs everywhere he goes, man. And rarely, and I don't think that you can count on one hand how many bad performances Young Cannon has had, even rounds. You can't even name rounds that you could say, oh, that was a terrible round, Young Cannon. Like that dude, like, is one of the one, like, him and myself, and it's not even to say it because of the affiliation that me and him have.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, like, me and this dude, the way that people try to, like, depict us is crazy. Like, because when people see the what we do, we are warriors, man. We don't go by, oh, we just want to take this guy. We don't pick our battles. If anybody says that they want to, if they feel like they're better than us, we'd say, okay. And we go at them, niggas, and that just be what it is. That's what baffles me about the culture sometimes. Like, a guy goes and performs everywhere he goes, but, oh, he battles too much. Like, what? Like you a warrior,
well,
bro.
You know what, though? Cannon, DNA gets that stigma, because that's and no shade of DNA, that's my guy. But I think the first name that popped in my head when you made that comment was DNA, because a lot of fans say he's oversaturates himself, he battles too much. But I'm like, damn, this man never chokes. He's always on point. Whether you think DNA's always consistent. And I think niggas are not going to give it up to DNA, dudes like you, Cannon, Cortez. Y'all cats are not going to get y'all just due unless something bad happens. I hate to be the negative Nancy here, but if you guys pass away tomorrow, God forbid it happens. I love you, brothers. But then it would be the conversation would be like, oh, man, Big Cannon was that dude. Yo, YK was that nigga, bro. Or Cortez was fire. Like, then it was DNA was dope. Then those conversations would happen. You brothers are here now, and niggas be fronting, and I just don't like that.
Yeah, like, but that's always what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, these you know, guys now, man, like, it'd be so crazy. I'll be seeing it happen. Like, I'll legit, like, see someone go from a little guy to becoming this big battle rapper, and then it'd be like, this guy just had one battle, y'all. Like this is just one battle that happened, and you already are saying that this guy is the greatest ever. And it'd be it just be crazy, man. I don't want to come across as that hater because it's all good. I respect them guys doing and following their dreams and doing what they do, but sometimes just the level of disrespect that people show for individuals that show up every time, it just baffles me.
So What are we doing? Are you beating Danger Zone? Or what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah. Danger Zone.
Let's be real. You do have dope battles on RBE. Mr. Mills,
yeah.
I mean, JC. Like, those battles are, like, standout battles, in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
What is it with you at RBE that, you know, your two-step and the dance moves like Chris Breezy are good over there? You're good anywhere, but on RBE, you know, we really, niggas really pay attention to you when you're over there.
You know, I've been over there at RBE, like, from the Genesis, from their first event. Like, their first event, like, even with the production of their first event, like, just every how them guys treat me, you know, when I'm over there, like, it makes me want to give them the performances that I give them. And it's not, you know, like, it's not about the money, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. It's more about, hey, ARP, look, you've been supportive of me, you know, for a while now, and you've been one of my bigger supporters, like, outside of just battle rap. Like, you've been one of my biggest supporters, like, with everything I do, even life stuff, you know, that people don't know that I do. He knows, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it make me want to give them types of performances. So to know that I'm an individual that was definitely a staple in, you know, RBE, you know, it's like I want to grow this as much as possible. Like, them guys, they really are supportive of me and supportive of my dreams and things like that, and I just want to show them types of performances. Like, that's family over there. Like, that's my extended family. Like, everybody over there, Shot, the Lawrence, you know, ARP, the other guys, Dap the God, all them guys are guys that are supportive of me, and, you know, I want to give them, you know, the best performances that I can.
That's solid, my nigga. Let me ask you a question, man.
Danger
what happened between
go,
you
bro.
And you? Danger Zone gotta go?
Yeah, Danger Zone has to go. And Danger Zone has to go because he's great. Like, he's very good. So that's why he has
very
to
good.
Go. I already know how this battle is going to turn out. Like, I literally have watched this battle before it's happened. So I know exactly what's going to happen. So it's just like, I'm just waiting for y'all to see it. Like, I've actually, like that's crazy. Like, people be, when I be saying this to people, they be like, what? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
but
because you're talking
literally,
like, you envisioning the battle already. You've envisioned the battle already before it even happened.
Yeah, like, I do all my battles like that. Like literally, I know exactly how every battle is going to come out. It's only, like, that Charlie battle was the only one that I was wrong. Every other battle,
Let me tell you about the Charlie battle, what I feel, in my opinion, as a fan that watched
okay.
that battle. I felt you was trying to prove to us that you could freestyle. And we already know you could do that shit. And I felt, because you, it's my opinion, as a Big Cannon supporter, that you felt you had to do that because this nigga Clips does that shit. And I felt you was trying to match what you felt Clips would do instead of being Big Cannon. Because I had you winning the battle going into the battle. I felt like Big Cannon being Charlie Clips. Am I wrong on that? Because if memory serves me right, it was the second round where you was coming off the top a lot. And there's nothing wrong with that because you fire with it. But you hold on, Cannon.
But
you
it
said
wasn't,
to yourself,
it wasn't.
Oh, but wasn't it the battle when you was like, oh, I'm here to prove to the fans since y'all said I can't freestyle?
Right.
Or was that an RBE? It was one battle you did that.
That was the JC battle. That was the second round with JC.
Yeah, JC battle. Yeah, JC, my bad.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, people were calling him, you know, the most overall battle rapper. And, you know, they had me in them talks and they just was saying that he was better than I than doing everything. So it was just like, I wanted to display everything that I was able to do. And, you know, with freestylers, you know, from the pure freestylers that know, you're going to have an off day. Like, you're going to have a day that may not be as on point as what you are accustomed to do. Every freestyler knows this. So, you know, that day I wasn't as fire as I am accustomed being. But at the same time, if anybody, like, historically goes back and watches the battles where I freestyle, like, it's incredible. Like, so people, like, I just, that battle just wasn't the ones that was the best, you know, but people go back and watch my Don't Flop, you know, freestyle Royal Rumbles. Like I'm battling 30 people in a room, you know what I'm saying, freestyling, and or just even recently the prep battle. Like, my abilities, man, like, I'm able to do what I do. And
Let's talk about that. How you feel about that battle? I had you winning that battle. How you feel about that battle?
Yeah, I you know, prep is my little homie, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely think that, you know, that was a good battle. I think the first round, my first round was fire. I think his first round was probably, you know, people edged that to him. You know, he had a lot of energy, and I think that the energy, you know, that people that he had in his first is what allowed for people to be like, oh, okay, prep, all right. Like, they not used to him being that aggressive. So when he was,
I did say that.
It was, yeah, like, and when he was, it was like, okay, prep, all right, we like this. And so people gave him, you know, the first. But the other two, you know, I just feel like that was just it was like a display. It was like a display of my capabilities and what I'm able to do.
Did he wake you up in the second round, though? Because I felt your first round was solid. It just felt like he was like, all right, I'm going to tap you, little nigga. In the second and third round, I'm going to try to DDT you and put you in the four-leg lock in the second and third. Was that your feeling?
My strategy with that battle was, you know, I'm going to give you a fire first round. I think the first round is going to be a good round. But it's beatable. You know what I'm saying? I know it's a beatable round. But knowing that you can rebuttal, like I had my rounds different ways. Like, so if I went first, I had my round a different way. If I went second, I had my rounds a different way. So the fact, you know, of the matter was, like, when he went, you know, when I went first, it was like, all right, I'm going to put my hotter verse second because I know he's going to go crazy in his first. So, and then when the rebuttals just came out of nowhere, like, I didn't know when I was going to be doing what. It was just so many elements that was happening in the moment that it allowed me to freestyle and rebuttal off of him. So I'm just like, all right, bet, I'm good. So the third, I didn't have nothing. So I said, all right, I'm going to have to just come up with some stuff in the moment, and like his material versus the things that were happening, it was just like, it was perfect.
Now let me ask you, since you freestyle and rebuttal so much, is it, how hard is it? Please tell the viewers, you, DNA, Hollow, Clips, a lot of my, I miss Chef Trez, a lot of you brothers, even prep at times, how hard is it to have your writtens but then go into a freestyle or rebuttal and then go back into the written to remember where you left off at? How hard is that, Cannon?
Well, okay. Here's my thing. Like, it's not really hard because you've practiced your writtens. Like, if you're me, you've practiced your writtens in and out. Like, so you know your bars already. Like, it's not like it would be harder if you didn't know your bars and you was, like, trying to piece things together. Then it would be different. But you know your bars already. So you know your stuff. So to drop a little freestyle in there, here and there, it's easy to do. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to do when you know your bars. Like me, I can do it within the round. I choose to do it at the beginning of the round because it's fresh in people's mind. Like they remember, oh, this guy just said that, versus them listening to my bars and kind of like subconsciously forgetting the other person's bars. And so if I did it in the middle of that verse, it kind of like made me lose a little steam. So I choose to do it in the first, you know, the first few bars, like, cause it just hits harder to me.
Now, here's a question everybody want me to ask you, man. You battle M-City, you battle Old Red, you battle Heartless, you battle Sire Boy, you battle Mo Dirty, and these are, you niggas probably don't even know these battles I'm talking about. Do your fucking Googles, niggas. Would you ever get back on URL?
If they called me and everything was on point, yes, I would get back. I would do it. Like, because I don't have an issue. Like, there are niggas over there that just have to go. Like, they have to go. Like, it's just some niggas just over there, like, it's just they're only not
calling niggas names out, Cannon. Let's just call these niggas out, man. Fuck that, Cannon. Who we calling out tonight, my nigga? Who the fuck got a
step inside,
and you watching Battles at the Crib, and you like, bro, if I got that fucking red, I'll demolish you, little nigga, or mid-tier nigga, or top 10, whoever the fuck it is.
Yeah, like, well, it's like guys like Mike P, like, I just want to beat him just to show him, like, it's like, you can rap, dude. You know, you can rap, but it's just different. Like, you guys, like, y'all are the new guys that do this. Like, so y'all got a whole different way of approaching battles than I do. Like, and there's just certain guys that just have to die because of their ego and because of the things that they say. You know what I'm saying? And the disrespect sometimes that they get shown to me. You know what I'm saying? So Mike P is one of them. You know, Tay Rock, you know, he has to go only because of the respect that he has garnered. Like, he's garnered a lot of respect now. Like, and with that, you know, I've always said that that was a guy that I wanted to take. You know, he may push me to a different place, or he may whatever. Like, that's one of the guys that got to go. You know, Chef Trez, he's another dude, you know what I'm saying? And that's my little homie. But at the same time, like, I just want to clean up all of these dudes that people say do the same things that I do, and they have these debates and who's saying who's better at doing whatever. I just want to, like, clear cut and all that discussion. Like, there is, like, I don't want no discussion about anybody doing the same things that I do and me not, like, ever getting a chance to battle them. So I want to get them out the way. Then, you know, Twerk for, like, competition purposes, because I've been seeing a lot of people, man, like, been mentioning Twerk lately, and they've been saying, like, that if we battled on a gnome, he would kill me and all of this stuff. And it just be crazy to me, like, the level of, like, it, like, y'all must have forgot. Like, y'all really must have forgot how I perform on big stages. Like, the bigger the stage, like, I've actually had better performances. Think about the O-Red. Think about the M-City battles. Like, these are pivotal. Like,
come on, my nigga. Let's be real, my nigga. That Richard Hamilton mask bar will always go down as one of the illest bars ever, man. Let's just keep it tall.
Yeah, like, it shut the building down. Like, and it's not because I was at home, because people still talk about it that is not from Chicago to this day. So, like, let's not forget. Like, and forget just the rebuttal. Think about the battle. That battle was fire. Like, O-Red, you know, he had to go Super Saiyan to beat me. If people give O-Red that battle, then it was not like that battle was like, oh, he went in there to destroy me. Like, that nigga had to fight to win if you give him that battle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's not, like, I got one of the biggest body bags in battle rap history. Like, it's like, so it's like, let's be, you know, let's not forget what I do, man.
What? Your last battle on URL was against who?
I believe it was Fireboy. I think
Fireboy
was,
yeah,
my last one. I think that was the
what
last
happened
time
after
I
that.
Was on there.
What happened after that battle, in the sense that niggas not on the same page and you're not battling there anymore? Was it a contract situation, or was it y'all having y'all leaving your sister and niggas feeling the type of way?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know.
I believe that it was more about that. Like, it was more, and to be honest, like, I'm not even mad about that, because competition wise, like, if you are a league and I'm a league, you don't want to shine light on another situation. It's just business. I don't look at it and say, you know, oh, they bogus for not dealing with me because they was, you know, I had guerrilla warfare. I it's actually smart, because if I'm, you know, one of the top battle rappers on my league and I'm over here battling on your league, well, where do you think those fans will end up if I battle on my only? So I get it. I totally understand. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, niggas know. Like Norbs knows. Like, and I don't know if even Beasley knows, but I'm pretty sure that Norbs knows. Like, them niggas, if I get over there, it's going to be trouble. Like, for anybody who stands in front of me, like, niggas know that. So they can protect them now because I'm not there. But as soon as the calls come in and whatever, like, I'm on them niggas' head.
How proud are you of JC right now?
Very. Very. Because JC is, you know, he's one of those dudes, man, that he's another consistent guy. Yeah, he's another consistent dude. Like, he is very potent as well. Like, and he always gives you your money's worth. He's always had one of the better pens in battle rap. Always, you know, performs to, you know, if not at a high standard, at least a standard that is more elite than others. So if Lux gives him that opportunity, you know, it's well deserved. And I actually believe he will win. Like, I think JC will beat Lux. And I think that if Lux doesn't change something up,
hold on,
Shannon.
Is that some Midwest? Hold on. Is that some Midwest bias? Writer's block, love? You got to say that's your man. Listen, I like JC. That's your man, though.
Listen, listen. Let's be honest, man. Like, writer's block is not even a thing anymore. Like, writer's block is not even a thing anymore. So, the writer's block is over with. So, when it comes to, you know, any, like, affiliations or whatever, it's not Midwest or nothing, none of that, like, because I'm not biased. You know, JC, like, lyrically, he is probably the best in the Midwest. So, like, it's not, you know, no bias towards, it's not far-fetched for me saying what I'm saying. Loaded Lux, though, if he doesn't, like, his novelty is wearing off. Like that whole, you know, like that's getting repetitive and it's getting old and people are starting to pinpoint things that he's doing and they're not like in awe of this stuff anymore because they've seen it like three other times now. So like Lux coming back, that aura is totally different than the aura he has now. So a JC that consistently gives us different things when it comes to, like, the bars that he does, I don't see Lux having his way. I actually see if Lux doesn't change up, I actually see JC maybe fucking around and body bagging him.
Nah, come on, Cam. You're not bodying Lux. Come on.
Hey,
Lux.
Being honest, bro. And listen, because here's the thing. Here's the thing. JC's pen is so on point that
I agree.
If Lux doesn't change something up, it's gonna be that's Lux again. Like Lux wasn't incredible versus Arsenal. Like he wasn't.
Who you had to win
like,
the battle? Who did you have win that battle?
Arsenal won. I thought Arsenal won.
Okay. Me too.
So I Loaded. Loaded is always going to be a favorite of mine because he's really, like, rapping-wise, like, he's incredible to me. But at the same time, I do understand battling. So understanding battling, if he doesn't change something up, he can lose very badly to JC. I honestly believe that. Now, JC, he can, man. Like he can. Like, look. If Loaded Lux doesn't change something up and he battles JC, he has the potential to lose bad. Because JC's aura right now is godly when it comes to them stages. Like, it's not just, that's JC. It's, that's JC, the guy with one of the best pens in battle rap right now. Like, he's not just a little, like, you know what I'm saying, a little jack. Like,
yeah, but the knock on
like,
the knock on JC is that people want to see him battle on a big stage and see how he handles an urban plaza, so to speak. That has been the conversation, though.
I mean, okay. I mean, we'll get the opportunity to see. I mean, but you don't know until you actually put him in that
predicament.
Right.
So
I agree.
Do believe that this JC and Rum Nitty battle will speak, you know, volumes for the both of them. You know, because the both of them guys are, like, really incredible. Like, both of them are dope. So, and I think this is a match made in heaven. This is a match that I tried to set up on Guerrilla Warfare. So the fact that it's happening now is crazy for them. Like, and that's gonna be cold, man. Like, that should be battle of the night for the bar purists. For the bars and stuff, like, that should be battle of the night.
All right. Now, let's get into some predictions, man. I want to get your opinion on some of these battles for RBE Writers Card Volume 1 here.
Okay.
I'm going to go first battle. Let's go B-Magic and Newborn.
I haven't seen Newborn battle in a while. So, you know, he's going to get that initial, like, okay, Born, you're back, like, type of performance. So he's going to be ready. Like he's been wanting this battle for a while, so if he's not ready, then that's a problem. So I'm B-Magic, though, because B-Magic is still one of the greatest punchers in the world. 2-1
Magic?
Yeah, 2-1 Magic. He's one of the greatest punchers in the world, man.
Right. Chilla Jones and Mr. Mills. I like this battle a lot.
This is a tough one for me because with Chilla, you know what Chilla does. Chilla's cold. But Mr. Mills is hungry. Man.
I don't know. Did you get to watch Mr. Mills and A-Verb?
Yeah, I did get a chance to watch that. I thought Verb, I had to watch it again. That's a very debatable battle because Verb probably took the third because Mills had a short third. I liked Verb's first and his second. You know, they both were slipping up throughout it, but I loved Mills' second. So it just comes down to the first, I think, and I think that they were kind of even that round, so I got to watch it again.
Do you feel Chilla has to match Mr. Mills' aggressiveness? Because Chilla has incorporated the aggressive side of Chilla as of late.
Yeah. I just think that they got to do what they know them to do. Like, if both of them are themselves, this can be a great style clash battle, you know, if they're both themselves. If they both try to do what the other guy does, then I just think it'll be weird. It'll be very weird because to see Chilla aggressive at Mr. Mills and to see Mills trying to be extra wordy and, like, lyrical with Chilla, I don't know. But, yeah, that's 2-1 out of the way, honestly, man. Cause but I do think it's still a battle to lose, though.
Okay. All right. Quantum Physics versus a cat. You battle RBE. Craig Lamar.
Yeah. Craig Lamar in a small room is a lot more dangerous than him on a bigger stage. So I would be very, very. He's a lot more animated than QP is. He's a lot more entertaining than QP is. QP's a better writer.
But hold on, QP pen game is top 5 pen game wise. Quantum Physics pen game is serious, no?
QP is good. QP is very good in terms of pen, but I just entertainment value. I think that Craig is may push this through. He may push it through on that alone. Like, and if he learned anything from his other battles, like, he's going to go directly at QP. I hope he does. And it's not just be just regular stuff. So if I can, I'm going to say Edge, you know, Craig Lamar. But QP can definitely win that battle as well.
Okay. Loso versus Jay Murda.
You know, I'm not as privy to Loso as other people are. So I haven't really watched a lot of his battles. Like I may have peeped a half a round he had for XL, but other than that, I haven't really watched.
That battle was dope.
That.
Yo, him and XL was a dope ass battle. That was a fire battle.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get more knowledgeable on him, you know what I mean? But, and yeah, I don't know. Like, Jay Murder can rap, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know about that battle. Nah, for real, like, I haven't, like, I watched a few Jay Murder battles. I know he can rap. He's aggressive. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know too much about Loso to say that he'll lose or win or not. So I don't really know.
Okay. What's another one battle here we got here? What do you think about C3 and K Profit? I don't know if you're down on the females.
I don't think that's going down though.
You think it's going down?
Yeah, I don't think that's happening okay. No more. Like I think I'm the RP tweet.
Big
that.
Cannon versus Danger Zone.
I'm gonna say Big Cannon 3-0. And it should be classic. It should be a classic 3-0. I'm going to say nobody. I'm going to say classic 3-0, nobody.
Nobody. 3-0, nobody.
Yeah, 3-0, nobody.
All right. I think the card right now. Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Do you mind talking to somebody right quick?
I do not.
Somebody that you just spoke about, and I would like to see this battle go down.
Okay.
I got Mike P on the line. Is that cool?
Yeah, no problem.
Mike P, what's goody?
Yo, what's up, man?
What's good, brother?
Ain't shit,
me and Big Cannon chopping it up, man.
I know, man.
Cannon, what's good? What?
Oh, I didn't know I was like about supposed to say something. I don't know.
I would love to see y'all battle.
I mean, I battle. Like, I battle. Like, there's not too many people that I wouldn't battle. Like, well, there's not anyone I wouldn't battle. So yeah, I battle. But you know, I know that it's gonna take for me to actually get over there to where he is for it to actually happen. So it's about his big homies getting it set up. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
What you think, Mike?
Hi. I'm just waving to my friend's mom. I don't know, man. I'm just eating these potato chips.
You and Big Cannon? That would be interesting.
Yeah, man. I think a lot of battles would be interesting, honestly.
I sense sarcasm while you saying that, Mike. Why do I sense sarcasm? You say you're not fronting on my man Big Cannon, are you?
No, I'm not fronting on him, man.
Oh, okay. Right, Just want to make sure.
No, nah, man. I actually just watched him in prep. Yeah, I thought it was actually pretty crazy. It's a dope battle. I don't think it'll work against me though, but it was a dope battle.
It won't work against you.
He said, "What happened?"
Oh, I like this kind of talk. I like this kind of talk.
No, it wouldn't work against me, but it's a dope battle.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's always, I hear that. That's battle talk. You know what I mean? Like, that's good. You know, nigga gonna say some little stuff like that. Like, you know, it sounds good, but like, there's literally nothing that Mike P does that's like anywhere near anything that I do. So in terms of when it comes to like the rapping ability, I can rap right with anybody who he's battled. So he's like, uh-huh. Like the guy that it's just funny, there's nothing he could do better than me. It's just so it's like what's the conversation? Like what are we doing? Like is there anything that Mike P does like better than Big Cannon?
I've heard that before. I mean, I hear that with everybody. That's bad.
I mean,
that's bad.
No. That's actually like fact, though.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you're on the phone. You can speak for yourself. Like, what do you like? What is there that you don't do that you do way better than me? I don't understand.
I can think of one.
You don't rebuttal better than me. You don't even. I don't even think
I don't
that's something
man.
That's in your arsenal.
Rebuttals any day.
Rebuttals that sounds cool. That sounds good.
Rebuttals don't do nothing.
Until
it's like a trick on the crowd.
Until you get hit with
rebuttals
one.
Rebuttals is like a trick on the crowd, bro.
Until you get hit with one. That sounds fun. So that's something, period. Yeah, like when it comes to like what rapping, but you don't rap better than me. So it's like what do you do better?
I battle better.
How? Like where do you get that from? Like what performance have you had that you say, oh, that performance right here is just like, oh yeah, this like Kanan couldn't touch this one.
My last few performances shit on your last few performances, so we could start
there. And what battle?
My last few performances.
I'm saying what I'm asking you to actually name the performance that you're talking about. You've had. Like, everybody's had a last few performances. What performance are you talking about?
Oh, last few performances. My Big T performance will beat you. Performance on the main stage will have killed you. It's, you know, it happens, bro. It's okay.
Oh, man, It sounds, sounds amazing. If I freestyle a rebuttal off of everything that you say, there is no way that none of your performances can win. Like,
if you freestyle.
Like, it's a difference. Like, I'm a better rapper than you.
Listen,
I'm smarter than you. So
if
it's just like
you freestyle an entire round or the majority of your shit versus me, you fucking die. Don't even do that.
Sounds good.
Don't even doubt that.
It sounds
it does,
good,
it
but I've done it with people
like
that are better than you and have had
too,
better
man.
Performances.
That whole second round versus Prep was nothing, bro. It was nothing but a fucking gas factor, bro. You weren't even making You were making references that weren't even double meanings. Like you would make a bar as if it was a double meaning, and there wasn't even a second meaning to it, and people were just fucking eating it up. That shit don't happen on URL. That shit won't happen versus me. I know that for a fact.
Sounds great, man. We can speak hypothetically all day. Like, I can say that I'm better than you at this, you can say you're better than me at that, but what really matters is when it actually, like, happens. So as long as you are, you know, being protected, as long as you are where you are, and I'm not there, let's really get something understood, bro. Like, the guys that are, like, guys like you, you are where you are because guys like me ain't there. Like, I've literally said this before.
Coming.
Like if Big K was on URL, like, there would be no need for Mike T. Like, there's really no reason for you to be there. So,
yep.
when you say things like, it's very disrespectful, very disrespectful for little guys to come and say little things like, oh, I would kill you. Like, niggas that are better than you haven't killed
it's
me. So, what are you talking about? Yeah, it's very disrespectful. Like, who have you killed?
You can't hit me. You can't hit me with that respect your elder shit.
I'm not even saying that. What I'm saying is, who have you killed?
What kind of question is that?
That is a very specific question that you can answer me. Like, if you
I'm
ask
sorry,
me that
sir,
same
I
question,
I
can
killed,
answer you.
I haven't killed many people because I face very high-level caliber people that have crazy performances.
So at the same time, people that are better than you haven't killed me. So what would make you think that you could?
Bro, I've battled people that would fucking kill you.
Like who?
Ab would put you in the dirt, bro.
That sounds
Quirk,
great.
Quirk,
you,
Quirk
there
put
there
you
hasn't
in the
been
dirt.
One puncher. There hasn't been
Big
one
T's
puncher who I've ever
fucking,
battled in turn it.
Big T's the best in your fucking home, and I beat him. I beat
well,
the best
I,
in
well,
your
wait,
fucking
wait,
city,
wait.
Bro.
You can't talk to me about Big T. I've beat him already.
All right, I beat him better.
So listen to what we say here right now. Listen, man, you have no nothing to stand on. You just talking. Like, I'm not, like,
nothing
the things
to stand
that
on.
I'm saying
How
are
about what,
actual
what
facts.
I'm fucking doing currently. I have a lot to stand on, bro. I have a lot to stand on. You can't do that, man.
You can't do
that with me. I'm not like a fucking PG. You can't do that with me.
You're not a who?
I'm not a fucking PG. You can't do that with me. I'm not your last opponent.
Listen. I don't understand where this whole, like, ego come from. But it could be humbled. And yo, all it has to be is for if it happens.
That's what it's happening.
If it happens,
that's not ego. I have a reason. I have a reason to say whatever I say. I put in work every single time I battle. I put in work. I have great performances every single time. I'm always having solid performances, solid moments, giant room shakers.
Twerk,
this is not ego talking.
Twerk,
this is work.
You
were
giving
I
a
work.
Battle with Twerk. Twerk wasn't. Twerk. Twerk had. Twerk was choking. With Big T, Big T hasn't been Big T, like the Big T that people like accustomed to like. He hasn't been there
choke.
In a while. And I don't know if he
Twerk
was there with your battle because I haven't seen
him. Twerk gets his
so,
third round out clear. He still dies in that round. So that's no void.
So I don't
that's
know.
No,
I don't know that. Like, I don't
no,
know
I
that.
Do know
like,
that.
And a lot of people don't.
Nobody would see
so,
that.
So, like,
third
and it's
round.
Not
yeah,
like,
you,
like Mike P, you didn't have, like, the greatest three rounds in the world, bro.
No, I didn't, but I had one of the best performances on Gnome that night. Absolutely. I was one of the better
well,
rappers.
That doesn't say much if there haven't been great performances
yeah,
on Gnome that
doesn't.
Night. So, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Listen, man, at the end of the day, I'm going to put it to you like this, man. Like, it's just a lot of niggas that's over there. At the little smack thing that I'm not able to, like, really show how to battle rap yet. Like, and that's when it happens. When I'm able
to
return,
rap,
when I get
God,
there, it'll happen.
Thank God you've been. Thank God you're going to teach me because I've been trying for 5 years, and I'm literally thriving on the URL, but I just can't seem to keep doing what I'm doing. So I really appreciate you looking out for me. I really do. Kevin, thank you so
yeah,
much.
You know
Kevin.
I got you. Anytime you need it, I got you.
Amen.
There's been a lot of niggas like that.
It. Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. Like, you know, I'm over here. I'm like a chicken with his head cut off. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing, honestly. I'm just
yeah,
happy
me neither.
That someone like you could keep me grounded. I really
so
appreciate
I,
that.
Oh, I definitely could. I definitely
your
could.
Your prep rebuttals have inspired me, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We know it.
Thanks.
But, yeah,
so
man.
Big
so,
Cannon, if you got to URL, right, and you wanted,
yeah.
you were there and you got to – the first person you want to battle is Mike P? Would that be the first person
nah,
on
nah,
the list?
That wouldn't be – no, nah, that was that's not like a person
that
I'm
be
like –
that wouldn't fair to me because,
like,
you know, you need to give me time before I get taught. You know what I mean? Let Cannon face, you know, higher caliber guys before, you know, he – because I'm on a roll right now.
So,
I don't want it to be stopped by a Big Cannon performance.
Exactly.
That's the one thing
so,
I'm
yeah, like,
to
when it comes to, like, Mike P, like, that's not like, oh, yeah, if I battle Mike P, my life is set. Like, no, that's not, like, that's not what it would be. But what it would be is it would be fun. It would be fun. Like guys like this, like, because, you know, I hear all the talks all the time. Like, I get it all the time. Like, niggas be saying stuff all the time. Like, they're going to say they're going to kill me. They're going to say whatever. I be hearing it every time. And it never goes that way. Like, I haven't got killed, like, ever. So when it comes to, like, this mother, it just be, like, it's just like, this is going to be the
except
guy to do
except
it.
Except for when Deadman dropped 90 on you.
That
let's,
definitely
let's
didn't
not,
kill me.
Not,
like, it definitely didn't kill
Deadman
me.
Deadman murdered you.
It
he
sounds good.
You technically.
I mean, it
from
sounds
like,
good. But
no,
it's whatever.
Not bad. You're terrible.
It sounds but, great, actually. But at the same time, like, niggas cannot. Somebody gonna kill me that hasn't killed niggas ever. So it's like,
what?
Dude, what are you talking about?
No,
like, what are
you
talking about?
I've literally watched you get killed before. So, I mean, you technically
I have never witnessed it, and I've never been a part of a body. I don't know where you're getting that from.
If you say someone clearly winning,
that's something
bro,
different.
Are you playing mind games with me, bro? Deadman killed you.
I have no clue of what you're talking about.
What? Oh God! All right. I mean, it sounds
good. like you really low key like this is just going back and forth with nothing, man. Like I just like guys like you, man. It's just like y'all gotta be shown, like and that's fine. Like and I'm totally up for that challenge, bro. To show a nigga, like dude, shut up, man. Like, you don't even deserve to even be talking. Like, literally, shut up, bro. There's literally nothing that you do that I don't do and do better than you. Like, it's like, dude, shut up.
That's mean, Cannon. We're having a debate.
Like big K. Like, are you like the niggas that are way better than this nigga? I'm beat. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like,
I
just don't get it, man.
Crazy. I shouldn't have even called in, honestly, because you're just like,
I agree with you.
Woo! You're just fucking there, man. You're just.
I agree with you, young boy.
Didn't Cheddar Cheese kill you too?
I have.
Chill out, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
What you doing, Mike?
Listen.
What you doing, man?
Like, this is what I'm saying. If you're gonna talk, if you're gonna talk, I gotta pull the files out, bro. You said you've never been killed. Dead man dropped 9,000 on you. You would pull the files out, man. It's just, you know, fucking
get
you
them all out.
You lost to mozzarella, bro.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
You lost to Gouda, bro. Gouda.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to me and when it comes to dude, like, if you put all our attributes together, there is nothing that anybody will say he does better than me. Like, no one will say this. Like, so it's just like, what are we doing?
See, but that's
right now?
Like, that just sounds great on paper.
But no, I've asked you several times now. Like, what have you, like, what can you do that I don't do?
I can battle.
That's crazy.
Better than you.
Like, that's
crazy.
What do you want
me to say, bro?
Like, just
you
stop
can pull
it,
out
man.
All these attributes. Like, what is the ranking? Is it, like, 0 to 99 on how many attributes? Like, this shit is all bullshit. It's all on paper bullshit. What happens if we battle is you have 3 rounds you've never performed before in your life versus my 3 rounds that I've never performed before in my life. Whatever 3 rounds are better are the people that won. You could do all your
but that doesn't,
bullshit if
but,
you want.
But that really doesn't even make any sense. Like, if you know what my skill level
yeah,
is,
no
if
sense.
You know what my you're skills
right.
are,
in
you know what I'm
that,
able to do. So wait, if you have Michael Jordan on the court and you have Muggsy Bogues on the court, you know what their skill levels are. You know what they are capable of doing, whether or not they have performed these rounds or whether or not they have stepped on a basketball court before, you know what they are capable
listen,
of doing.
Listen, I think you're a little better than Muggsy Bogues. You shouldn't be calling yourself
that. But no,
that,
but no, no. Listen to what I'm saying. You know what they are capable of doing. So what your point is, what you're saying doesn't even make any sense. You know what
you're
capable
you're,
of doing,
you're
and
like
people know what my skill level is.
Battle Rap 101. Battle Rap 101 is anybody can lose, Cannon. Anybody.
Word.
Anybody.
But anybody can lose, but I ain't losing to Mike P.
Except for me.
I would never lie. I would quit. If I lost to this thing,
I
would quit.
Man, we need
I told
you, bro.
You, like, we've done this
we
before.
The culture.
Nah,
I don't want you
man.
To quit. I don't
you
want
you
quit.
Wouldn't make me. You couldn't. If I was to say
to.
If I lose
to
him, I would quit. I would really stop because I know what you are capable of doing.
I'm capable of fucking bodying you. That's what I'm capable of.
Oh, man. Well, Drake.
But, like,
yeah, I don't know that, man.
I don't know
what we're doing now. Like, we're going to say, like, I don't know what we're doing now.
I
literally don't know what we're doing.
Cannon, you're a good guy.
How long am I supposed to stay and hear this? Like, how
Cannon,
long am I supposed to sit and listen to this?
I think, Cannon.
Like, how
Cannon,
long am I supposed
Cannon,
to listen to this?
Cannon, listen, you're a good
I,
guy.
I just heard, I listen, I just
Cannon,
heard on the PSA radio broadcast that I would
that
get bodied by
broadcast,
Mike
PSA gang in the building, watch EG shit, Long Island all day.
Mike
Sorry.
P.
Why do you say my name like that? That's very
I'm
mean.
Done.
You sound like.
I'm
you sound demeaning.
I don't even need to. I don't listen.
Like
you got
than...
it, man. You got everything.
Thank
I'm
you.
Good. This straight.
Thank you, Cannon. You are.
I am. I am done.
I don't want you to quit. Don't quit.
So
please.
So JC didn't body me. Big K didn't body me. Big T didn't body me. Charlie Clips didn't body me. And you're.
What
does
this mean? Yeah.
Okay. It sounds amazing, man. It's just crazy.
And I could take your sentence that you said right now and just end it differently, right? So JC didn't body you, Big K didn't body you, Charlie Clips didn't body you, but Deadman bodied you. So what are we doing?
What are we doing right now? Like, literally, what are we doing?
Oh my God.
I would like this battle to happen, man.
God, I wish you guys could battle each other, man.
What we're doing is I'm kind of just making you look stupid.
Oh, my God. Because
you're
man.
Saying these things that just don't go and
oh
it, it goes against what battle rap is about.
Jesus Christ.
You can't
man.
Say these things. You can't say these things. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to stump you every time you speak, but, you know.
Wow.
I'm sure you're good at rebuttaling, so you know, you're probably coming up with one right now.
Oh, Mike D.
Man,
Big Cannon, I wish you brothers could battle. I just want to see how this would turn out, man. I just like the back and forth, just to see how this would transpire, man. Damn, Cannon, I wish he was over there, man. For real.
This really bothers me, though, like, because niggas can talk right now. Like he has the free reign to say whatever. Like, but if I was there, like, I would body this nigga. I know I would. He does absolutely nothing better than me. And it's crazy. I have every other attribute he doesn't have, and he can body me. It makes absolutely no sense, bro. But, hey,
yeah.
these guys, man, who are these new guys, man? Like, these dudes,
new guys,
man,
I've been here for five
like,
years.
These new guys are funny, man.
Stop. That's the same mentality Big T had, and it got him killed. I'm not a new guy. I've been here for five
well,
years.
Well, I'm not Big T. I'm not Duke.
You know, you're definitely not Big T.
I'm definitely not. We don't have the same skill level at all.
Big T's better and more influential in the
It sounds good.
It's definitely not Big T.
It sounds great.
Definitely not Big T. Wait,
and,
hold
and
on.
And if Big T is cool, like, if you say Big T better, I'm cool with it. It sounds great, man. It is what it is.
I mean,
but I ain't going to, like, my thing is not to shit on anybody else. It's about you. Like, there's nothing that you can do with me, young blood, man, at all. So
I'm
it's
sure
just
there
like,
is.
It's, like, you can
I'm
talk.
Sure there is. I'll
it sounds
it
great.
Out.
Yeah, you can say it sounds very good while I'm not there. So, like, whoever's a Mike P fan, they can hoorah and yay with the shit you're saying.
I don't have any hoorah.
If I was over there, I would body you. And everybody knows this. Like
everybody knows
uncommon
wait,
knowledge.
Like the battle rap.
There's like no
knows,
like
or...
if a battle rap purist listens to what we do and looks at the battles that we've had, there's no way that anybody say what you body me, dude. There's
no
one.
Oh yeah,
one,
no,
you
definitely,
nothing that you
sir,
can do.
You win on the internet. Trust me. So does everybody else, bro. You're not special. Nobody likes me, so everybody has me losing. Everybody has
I mean,
everybody beating me.
You're not good. Like you're
it's
not
okay.
good. I understand.
Yet I win. Yet I win, and I'm.
I mean, listen.
You win
against everybody else.
I
ain't got nothing to do with me,
fucking
no.
day, and you're not even here, Cannon. So can you explain that?
Yeah, exactly.
If you can explain how you're better than me on every fucking asset, why are
but
you
it
not
has
better
nothing
than
to
me?
Do it has nothing to do about skill level is why I'm not there. See, that's
oh,
what you got
to so
understand.
Is it politics?
It has absolutely
to
nothing to do with that.
Are you about
it has
to say politics?
Absolutely nothing to do with
that. Don't say politics. Don't say politics.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Oh,
like,
my
dude,
God.
You can't
it's
talk
politics.
To me.
Yep, that's why
you
I'm
can't
here.
Talk to
it's
me about my. You can't talk to me about what I know. So it's a little different between, like, us talking about battle rap stuff and for me actually talking to niggas and knowing why I'm not at that position. Like, I've talked to your overseers, young blood, so it's a difference between what you're telling me versus what I'm telling you. You're
consider
speaking on opinion,
friend.
And I'm speaking on fact. So,
I'm,
like,
I consider
so
them my
it's
friends.
All politics why I'm not there.
Beasley's my friend.
It's all, I just told you, I talked to your overseers. So I understand. I talk to your bosses. Your bosses and I talk. So I know why. So I know there's a reason why I'm not there. And it ain't got nothing to do with skill level.
Really? All right.
At all.
I was just wondering. You know, I'm not making any assumptions. Yeah.
All right. Mike B. Big Cannon, I appreciate both of y'all brothers. Rock with me. I wish this could happen. Cannon, we got to get you over there, brother. We got to get you over there, man.
Fuck the bullshit. Let me pull some strings with my overseers and see if we can get you over there, all right, buddy? Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
All right, buddy. I'll see if, you know, I'll probably get to, I don't know, maybe prep again, but, like, on, I don't know. Maybe, like,
yeah, let's do that.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll work on that for you, all right, buddy?
We got it.
Shout out to Mike
right.
P. Shout out to Big Canada, man.
All right. All right, guys.
I appreciate both of y'all brothers, man.
Mike P, URLTV.TV. Take care, everybody.
Gannon, holler at me, brother. You already know what it is, man. You already, brother.
All right.
Easy, man.